From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting at least one person was killed in a grenade attack at a rally for the new Ethiopian prime minister. Addressing the nation on TV shortly after the blast, the prime minister said the attack was, in his words, an attempt by forces who do not want to see Ethiopia united. Dr. Menayem Yebekti said medical professionals already at the rally helped the wounded.
We had an emergency bed reserved. And everybody was on standby, including all the doctors, and they came from their home, actually. Some of them were also in the demonstration, and they came immediately, accompanying the patients.
Eritrea, which has long been at loggerheads with Ethiopia over a border dispute, and the prime minister is trying to resolve, condemned the incident, as did the European Union and the United States. Zimbabwe's president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, survived an explosion at a rally in Bulawayo, 42 people wounded. The president said an explosion at the stadium where he was addressing a political rally was a cowardly act and would not prevent the country from holding free and peaceful elections next month. Mnangagwa came to power last November by ousting President Robert Mugabe. Five members of the U.S. Congress allowed into a Florida shelter housing immigrant children. Elsewhere, thousands of children separated from their families who are immigrants are being housed in shelters across the country. On Thursday, President Trump changed the family separation policy, telling federal agencies to not separate immigrant families after they illegally crossed into the country from Mexico. Many people, including lawmakers, have publicly expressed their displeasure with the Trump zero-tolerance policy regarding separating children. This is VOA News.